Teddy and Ellie, come on up here. We're excited. We've got some extended family. These guys have burst forth from the Crewell, Petri dish. But it is a good thing. Teddy's been among us for many years and such a good friend of our family, and he is going to share. He's obviously been on mission. Many of you know it and saw the emails and some of the trial they went under and how they're rescuing girls down there. But man, it's just so good to see you. Is Ellie done? Where's Ellie? You won't come up here? Oh, you make him look good. All right, go ahead.
Jeff always jokes about Ellie and I that I'm the big, beautiful sail, and she's the rudder that actually steers everything going on with this thing. So.
Beautiful.
Huh? Yeah, he says I'm beautiful, so I'm happy to be here. This is so great. I love how mission-oriented this church is. The fact that the head pastor is getting emails from pastors in Iranian prisons is just phenomenal. I'm just honored to be a part. I hope that I encourage you. I hope that I increase your faith with this story. We've been doing work in Ghana. It's in West Africa. Do you have the picture of that by chance? All right, there's Africa. If you go to the next one, it shows Ghana. All right, so that's the big country of Ghana. You can see there's got the big lake. We're based where that little star is. That's where we are. And if you just look down to the right, just a little bit, there's a city of Keta. That's where Jeff and Matt and the father's house are. So we're real close to them, maybe 30 minutes away. Go to the next one. Okay, that's okay. I don't remember what the third one was. Basically, I just wanted to share. Most of you guys know Jeff Miller. They've been working on the father's house for many years. They just rescued 8 boys out of slavery about 3 years ago. And I had the privilege of going to meet with them and meet these boys who were dancing, singing, jumping on the beach, who were well-fed and all of these things. Their lives had been completely changed. I met them. One of the boys had a sister that was still remaining on the lake, and I was very moved by that, and I wanted to do something for the girls in this situation as well, because it can be very violent and, as you can imagine, a very terrible environment for them. So I talked to Jeff about it, and he encouraged us to start working on it on our own. And I was 21 at the time, and I wasn't sure what he had in mind. But from that, with his help, a lot of his help, tons of prayers from different people, we were able to kind of get it started. So we left in August, and this is the yellow house. This is the finished version. We spent 2 months remodeling it, and so this is where we're set in Ghana, in Akachi. So this is a picture of Lake Volta. When we went to get the girls, we got into that canoe and went across the lake, and as the canoe was pulling up, they were bailing water out of it, and we asked if they had life jackets, and they said no, and we were nervous. I was not going to get in, but my friend Landon was, so then I had to. Our friend Bernard, who's in this picture right here, he was afraid of water. He had not been in a boat for 40 years. The last time he had been in a boat was 19 years old, and the boat had capsized and lost all his things, and he said, I promise God, if he lets me live, I'll never get on a boat again. And so as we're getting up to the boat and he sees them bailing the water, he's like, I can't do this. And I was like, Bernard, you've got to come with us. We can't speak to these people. We need you. And so he did. And the whole way over, he was saying, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. But he made it there. He translated for us and he got us back. That picture, this is the first girl we met. She's in the orange. Her name's Godsway. And she was the first girl there, and there's probably 20 to 30 children running around, but it was just, Ellie and I both experienced it separately, and we talked about it on the way back. She kind of just appeared out of the group, and it was just, I mean, it's all these kids running around, but it's just like, that's the one, that's the one, and we didn't know that, and I didn't want to say that too confidently then to Ellie or anything, but then as we were pulling away, we both knew that was the girl, and her name was Godsway. And just a little fun fact, the first child that the Father's House rescued was named Godsway, and the last child the Father's House rescued was named Godsway, and this was the first child we met named Godsway, and we told that to Matt and Jeff. They were thrilled, obviously. This is the first 5 we rescued. Go back to that last one. This is the first 5. Gloria, Lucky, Dinah, Godsway, and Sarah Jr. And we had a lot of problems when we went to the lake to rescue. We went to get all 8, and we had a ton of problems. And so we had to take 2 trips, and we were lucky to get any at all. And so these were the first 5 we got. And then about 11 days later is the next one. These were the last 3 we got. That's Sarah Sr., Rich Love and Regina, which is just wonderful. So we had all eight, so our whole family was complete at that point. These were Rich Love sandals when we got there, and actually many of their sandals looked like this. Sam alluded to this, I'm the oldest of the Creewell crew, and I do want to say, adoption is such a natural thing to me. To fall in love with a complete stranger is really just life, and it just happens so naturally. We met Macy on a date, and she was my sister. The day before, she was a complete stranger. I wouldn't have known or acknowledged her or anything, and then a day later, I would do anything for her, anything, in a second. And that is adoption. That's what happens when we're saved, and that's when we're adopted into this family. It's just, bam. So when I say these girls have been sort of adopted as my little sisters, I'm not joking. I'm serious. Like, we just adore these eight girls, and they now have a family. And so continue. We were able to take them out of their condition of complete poverty, complete desperation, eating very little every day, working all day, not going to school, and we were able to clothe them with righteousness, with brand new shoes. We were able to teach them, and that's me doing a math lesson with coins, and this is our banqueting table. Ghana does not do big dining room tables like we do. They eat on little stools and stuff, but I said these girls are getting a banqueting table because he brought us to his banqueting table. This is Gloria getting fitted for her tailor-made outfits of clothing. And this is them eating breakfast. This is Lucky dancing. That's what you do when you've been saved. You dance for joy. And it's when we got them in the van, they stood for 3 hours on the way to the airport in a van. And when songs would come on the radio that they loved, they would just dance. They were just so happy. And what's happening is, as we're watching this, we are witnessing the gospel, the tangible power of the gospel. When we say he's the father to the fatherless, the sick are healed, the dead are raised, when we say those things, it's real stuff. It's not in our heads. It's happening in everywhere. So this is her dancing. This is all eight of them in a row with little flowers that they picked. There's no flowers left in our garden. They picked them all for these pictures, so... This is them jumping. My favorite part of this picture is Sarah Jr. She's on the far right, and she looks like she's crazy. I love it. Is that all? This whole thing started with a bunch of high school kids, my brother being one of them, and we told them that if a lot of kids, and there's this kind of this trend right now of stopping human trafficking, they're very passionate about it, and we went to these kids and said, instead of changing your Facebook profile or buying a t-shirt, we want you to do something about this. And if you want to, then you can. We'll give you the opportunity. And we said, if you want to go on a mission trip to visit children that have been rescued out of slavery, you have to pray for it, and then you have to pay for it. And so for the last year and a half, a group of about 12 high school kids have been spending their own money, raising it. When I say raising it, like, go into their bank account and taking it out and giving it to Eight Oaks so that these girls would be rescued. And we're going to take about 7 or 8 of them this summer to meet these girls after 2 years of praying this into existence. It's going to be a different type of mission trip than an in-and-out 2 weeks. This is an investment they've made with their lives. They believe that these girls are their sisters. They've adopted them, and they're wrecked for life, and they haven't even gone and seen it yet, and they're going to be totally ruined when they finally meet these girls. And so I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Just honor and bless. Thank you guys for giving me this time.
Awesome. Good. Excellent. Excellent.
So you're going back when?
We're going in May.
In May. Okay, good. We won't be praying for that trip. And where can they find information about this? Did we have that up there?
It's 8oaks.org, number8oaks.org.
Number8oaks.org. You can look on there and follow what's going on, and we'll send out reports in the midweek. But excellent job. During there was a bit of a snafu health-wise with Teddy, and Ellie was like hero of the nation. She was I mean, honestly, Amy, can't imagine even what you did there. And thanks for those that prayed and getting, you know, stuff. We're just glad you're alive and good and holding food down. So that's good. So let's pray. Father, thank you in Jesus' name for this ministry. Thank you that we got over the hump of rescue, and here we are. And we pray for disciples to be made out of these young girls. We pray for them to have an experience of the Father's heart like never before. I mean, just pour it on them. And make them even vessels to pour that out to others as they help shift a nation. I thank you for Ted and Ellie and for the partners they have, for Landon and team there. I just pray in Jesus' name for endurance and clarity, protection from the enemy. Lord, I pray you fill them with your Holy Spirit and give them wisdom about each step along the way. And Lord, we just want to give you glory that we have a physical example of you rescuing. You've rescued us the same way. And we thank you that you manifest that on planet Earth. And so, Lord, bless them and bless this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.